Time for another edition of Got News You Can Use, where I find the good news stories happening in the world. Oh, yeah. Have you heard the news? There is good news happening out there. And your local TV station, your newscast, the national news, social media, all the rest, they're not going to report it. You know, they always say, and it's sort of a slogan that's not too pleasant to listen to, but they always say, if it bleeds, it leads. In other words, they go for the more sensationalized story at the top of the hour. And they know that because they get you hooked, they pull you in. And then they have another one. It's sort of, you know, descending as you go, because you're like, okay, these stories are getting worse as time goes on. And after a while you say, okay, self-imposed news blackout time. I mentioned this last week in the podcast. I have a friend who's doing that. I said, how's it going? She goes, well, it's actually going pretty good so far, although I just can't help myself. Sometimes I just can't look away. But you know what? We need to pay a little bit more close attention to the good things that are happening, because God is on the move, ever present, ever near. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That is a promise out of His Word. So enjoy your good news stories. Let's head into story number one. This one comes out of Willoughby, Ohio. It reminds me of the old, there's an old Twilight Zone episode where the guy's on the train and it takes him to Willoughby. I think it's called Willoughby, and he goes there and it's like this perfect town with these perfect people. And then he gets on the train and he leaves and he goes back to his real life. So we're going to go to Willoughby for a little while, and we're going to talk about not perfect, but good. And this is a good story of good Samaritans coming together. It starts in Willoughby and doesn't get off to a great start. Police officer pulling over a gentleman in his 60s. He was going over the speed limit. She took his license, his information, and wanted him to sit on the grass while she called it in. Normal police stop. You're going over the speed limit, they got to call it in. Sure, they got to see who you are, if there's any warrants on you. But this guy just did not want to cooperate. So this female officer is faced with this very angry man coming at her. And actually, the body cam recorded most of the audio. It's pretty easy to hear, too. Here it is for you.
You're going 57 and a 35, sir.
So what happened next? Well, that's the good of the God news you can use. Good Samaritans coming to the rescue.
Officer Wright appears to push Kubik against the car, and they begin fighting. Seconds later, a bystander runs over, helping bring Kubik to the ground.
Roll over on your stomach now.
Soon, more people jump in, keeping Kubik down, before another police officer arrives and appears to handcuff him.
His behavior was aggressive towards her. He refused several commands of hers. All of these are red flags. So we're thankful it ended the way it did, because it could have ended worse. It just makes us extremely proud to work for Willoughby, where there's good people willing to put their safety on the line. They had no idea what they were stepping into. They could have been risking their lives to help that officer.
The body cam footage is quite harrowing, as you see one person pull over after another, running to the defense of this police officer, piling on this man who was out of control at this time. I mean, he was kicking and screaming and doing everything he could to get loose. But eventually there were like four or five citizens on top of him helping out. I love stories like this because it shows the heart of who we really are. And it does show the heart of America. A lot of the stories that we hear lately on the newscasts tell us about how awful things are and about how awful people are and how awful it's going to get. But actually, when you look at these stories that come from the heartland, you see the true heart of Americans and what we do for each other and how we come together. This is a beautiful story. By the way, the officer checked out okay. She's doing all right. The perpetrator, not so much. He got a little bit of comeuppance for that one. But I believe that he has learned a lesson. So let's get into God's Word and talk about Good Samaritans today. And that comes from Galatians 6, verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Such a great story. The world's going to tell you there's nothing good happening, but look at this story. It's got good written all over it. That's why it's part of your God News You Can Use podcast for today. That's story number one. We are going to Hawaii for our very next story. Yeah, I know it'd be kind of nice to be there right now in person, but this is an amazing story coming out of Honolulu. Their names are Camelia and Maria. They are mother and daughter. They're going to take you around to some of the islands. They do some island hopping, as they are the very first mother and daughter pilot team team as they fly around the islands doing this together. They fly for Hawaiian Airlines, and daughter Maria said, "I always wanted to be like mom," so she went and got her pilot's license. And ironically, her little sister, she wants to do the very same thing. Here's mom, Captain Camelia Zarka.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Captain Camelia Zarka. Today, it's an honor for us. My daughter is my first officer today, Maria Zarka. She's going to be helping me to fly us safely to Honolulu. Flying today for Hawaiian Airlines with my daughter side by side in the cockpit, it's just amazing. To watch her professionally perform, it's a dream come true for me.
Not just a dream for mom, but daughter Maria too.
Like my mom said, it was a dream come true. I've been so lucky on my aviation career so far, but being able to fly right seat with my mom was an unbelievable lifetime experience. Everybody always comes up to me and tells me how amazing my mom is to fly with, and today I got to experience that firsthand.
Now the story gets a little better here, because Captain Camelia Zarka is actually not just a mom. She's the first Tongan woman to pilot a commercial airliner, and she's been flying for 23 years. I have a friend in Hawaii who is half Tongan, and let me tell you, those women are amazing. They are strong. They are strong-willed. They stand up for themselves. They stand up for people they love. And there's a really great Christian community over in Hawaii among those that are of Polynesian descent, including Tongans and Hawaiians. And they all come together and they worship God. It's really something to behold and amazing. And this is a story where we want to give God all the glory, all the credit. And you know what? I love her daughter Maria and how she wants to follow in mom's footsteps. So we head to God's word for story number two. And I actually can't think of a better verse than this one today. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. That love of God that we have in our hearts, knowing that Jesus took it all to the cross for us, all of our sin, all of our iniquity. And God instills that in us as well so that we can share it with others. When it comes to families, that just trickles down generation after generation. It's catchy, if you will. Now, we inherit things, but inheriting love and compassion and goodness and great stories like this are what family is all about. We love because he first loved us. Amen. Your story number three is all about love. As a matter of fact, it's one that I truly love. One of my favorite stories that I've done this year. And it comes out of Detroit, and it has to do with a young boy who got on the wrong bus at school. It happens. I have a 10-year-old grandson, and one day he actually missed his stop, or the driver did, and kept going all the way back to the school. Good thing he got off the bus. He knew what to do. It happens way too much. But for 8-year-old Denver in Detroit, his experience was very traumatic. He actually got dropped off in a community he didn't know. He didn't know anybody. He didn't know anybody's name. He just kind of wandered the streets a little bit until he could figure out what to do. His mom, Kirsten, had something to say about this, and good for her, because I would too.
I was just frantic. Absolutely frantic. So I start to drive to other stops.
No sign of him. She calls the school again. Nobody is picking up. She then calls the bus company and gets nowhere.
All it took was one caring person to stop and ask the boy what's going on. He found little Denver crying and he wanted to know if he could help. His name is Will Eland, and here's his story.
Human instincts kicked in and said that this kid was in trouble.
I stood there with him for quite a while until I realized no one was coming to get him. I looked up and the city bus was coming. So I just told him, grab my hand, and we ran across the street and we got on the bus. I told the bus driver, hey, I don't got no money, but I'm trying to get this kid home. And he said, all right, I'm only doing it for the kid. And he let us sit on the bus and ride.
What made him do that? What motivated him? A caring heart, yes. And?
Like, I got nieces and nephews that size, so it was like, kid on the ground crying is like, something's gotta be wrong.
You think he saved his life?
My son thinks he saved his life. So, if my son believes he did, I do too.
He most certainly did save a life. This is an amazing story. We give God all the glory as we head into God's word with your verse of the day, and that comes from Micah 6, verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? You know, I love this story for so many reasons, but in particular, it highlights how moms sort of have this kind of different natural instinct with their children, not to take anything away from dads, grandparents, loving aunts and uncles and siblings. But with moms, we always kind of know when our children are in trouble and we need to find them. And we get to panicking. And then sometimes we pray for that person to come along that can find our child and take care of them until we can get to them. And that story right there displays it beautifully. Such a great story. What a gift from God to be a mom, but not only that, to have the heart to want to stop and help an eight-year-old boy when so many could have said, well, that's just a kid in the neighborhood. For this gentleman, something looked off. Something was wrong, and he picked up on that. So that's why I picked up on that story. You see how that worked out? That's story number three. It's always three short stories to make you feel good again, and I hope it certainly did that for you today. God News You Can Use is on Facebook. You can find the podcast just like you found it today anywhere, so why don't you go ahead and share it with your friends, because everybody needs good news. Indeed. A brand new podcast next Friday, and each and every Friday. Thanks for listening to God News You Can Use.